Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Transfiguration. All the Old Testament comes together there, and it matters for you to see what's going on there. For it matters and happens in your day. And God is shining forth on a mountain, reminiscent of Mount Sinai with Moses. That Moses, when he came down from the mountain, had to veil his face from the people for days because of the radiance of being on a mount 40 days in the veiled presence of God. And now it is Jesus who is shining as the sun. And Moses there, inspired to write the Torah, the first five books of Scripture, all of the Exodus, wilderness, Passover, sacrifices, the priesthood, the temple, the tabernacle. God veiled as in a pillar of cloud, guiding them, resting in the tabernacle. Peter even wants to hold a feast of tabernacles on the mount. And Elijah, what all the prophets point to is there. As Elijah was carried into heaven, his return is known to usher in the Christ. As Jesus declares John the Baptist, the Elijah type to come. See, all the Scripture, prophets on that mount, all the history of God's people there. And we hear the voice of God the Father, I mean, only three times in the Gospels. And he preaches almost the same sermon every time. It's here and at the baptism of Jesus, and then Holy Week, when Jesus is praying, Father, glorify your name, and God responds, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Glory of the Passion and Cross. Yeah. I mean, if the Father speaks, take note. All of the Old Testament, the voices of patriarchs and prophets summed up in the simple sermon, this is my Son. Listen to him. Even God's word to Moses in Deuteronomy 18, that I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. But glory. I mean, what excites Peter and the disciples? That which is seen, which we long for, is what we want. And if we are honest, we really don't want to listen to him, to delve into his word and preaching. We would rather listen to us, listen to the world and its messengers. We listen to the voice in our own head and trust and rationalize that all it says. You know, since I know what's best for me, why doesn't God seem to agree with me and what I think I need? I mean, you don't say it out loud, but think it. But how often you think that you know better than God? I mean, even more, you think if something is going to happen, it's all up to you to do the work rather than do your duty, vocation, and trust God fully to work things out. And that visible glory, like Peter, we want glory now in ways we can see, to have success, glory in our churches, in our homes, in our work, no hurt and suffering, but success, glory in what we think we need most. Remember, all of this is framed with 6 days earlier, when Jesus spoke of his passion, and who do you confess me to be? That there are dark days ahead, and that we are given a glimpse of his glory unveiled from that mount to prepare us too for his passion, to prepare us for what we endure every day. You know, in all the Gospels, from the Transfiguration, this point forward, Jesus turns his face, is headed directly to Jerusalem. Know what he must do. For Moses, Elijah, the disciples, what he must do. for you. And so you get a glimpse of his glory. You're told not to fear. See how all things come together in him. Listen to him. And note a few things that all this takes place where Jesus reveals his glory in the flesh in the farthest location he ever traveled from Jerusalem, away from the other disciples, away from the crowds, and he tells them not to reveal it. Keep this messianic secret because he wants you to see all things through his passion and cross. If you want a homework assignment, go read 2 Peter. Written amidst a world in chaos, great suffering amongst God's people. And as a reflection on this event, we hear Peter today in the gospel, or in the epistle reading, reflecting on all those things that he saw and learned on that mount. But he says, you have something even far greater. The Word. Pay attention. A lamp shining in the dark places, the dark places of our life. Until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Yeah. What do you make of this moment of transfiguration? You know that Jesus died for you, continues to work in you. You know Jesus, who now eternally transformed, rules and reigns at the right hand of God, is not far from you. You know that we Christians are in Christ and Christ in us, and this divine power he has given to us, that Jesus is not only the one who teaches us about God and his grace, but he is the one who transforms it. Peter says, if you want to keep this vision in front of your hearts and minds as he confirms the truth. And also in 2 Peter, he writes, his divine power has granted us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted us his precious and very great promises for all you need for life. All you need for godliness, all that you need to navigate these gray and latter days, all that you need to wake up in the morning and go to sleep at night, all that you need to serve your neighbor and praise God, to suffer and to die well, all is given you. Precious, great promises in Christ. That when we're worn down in life, Peter wants you to remember the transfiguration. Remember that this is your God in the flesh for you, with you. He strengthens you. He carries you through all this life until you at last will see him in his full glory in a transfiguration. And Peter writes, you have something even greater that you can't fathom. This Word, which brings you Christ himself, veiled glory, his precious great promises to you, and the sacraments to sustain you. Transfiguration. Not for Jesus. It's not just for Peter, James, John. It's also for you and for me. And so may this vision sustain us through the darkness of this life into the light of the world to come. Listen to him. Rise. Rise, he says, and have no fear. And your eyes see only Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.